There's no crime like transnational crime, and it's a growing business. That means the work of Interpol is also growing, and its need for talent. The U.S. component of Interpol is known as U.S. National Central Bureau. Its internship program gives participants a chance to see and experience law enforcement in the real world. The program even includes field trips with shooting and yelling. Here with more on the internship program, Wayne Salzgaber, the acting director of Interpol Washington and Justice Department interns. Mr. Salzgaber, great to have you on.
Well, thanks, Tom. Thanks for having us.
So interns, first of all, tell us where they come from, and are they law enforcement interns? Are they students? Are they people that want to switch careers? Who are they?
Well, they're all students from various colleges around the country. We get a lot of applications from all over, about 70 per term, so they're all from various colleges across the nation.
And how long are the internships typically lasting?
Well, for us, we changed up a few years ago to a six-month term for our interns. The six-month term gives us a little bit more flexibility, and I think enriches their experience here at Interpol Washington to kind of get them exposed a little bit more, both to on-the-job training, some of our e-learning courses that we have, as well as the field trips they get. So we get them a little bit more deeper involved in our operations and their support to both Interpol Washington and their experiences while they're here.
Now, Interpol Washington is under the Justice Department, which also has the FBI, and there are many other law enforcement components throughout the federal government. What's unique about the way the Interpol part operates?
I think we're probably unique to the government in that we're a component of the Department of Justice, working for the Attorney General, U.S. Department of Justice, but we're co-managed through an executive management board by the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security as well. And our workforce is as unique as our, I guess, management structure within the U.S. government, because we got full-time U.S. NCB, or U.S. National Central Bureau employees here on staff, Department of Justice employees. We're also augmented by analysts, agents, and detectives from about just under 30 different federal, state, and local agencies that are assigned here to our facility in Washington, D.C. And that kind of gives an interesting exposure to our interns that show up and work for us for those 6 months, because they're exposed to all of those different facets of the U.S. law enforcement mission here, both internationally and domestically here in the United States.
And I guess it's safe to say that a lot of the U.S. law enforcement components, DEA, for example, Customs and Border Protection, do have a transnational part to what they do day to day.
Well, it's they do. And a lot more of our federal and as well as a growing number of our state law enforcement agencies have a transnational component, because nowadays, as I'm sure many of your listeners as well as us know, there's not much crime that's not transnational in nature, certainly with the cyber and internet stuff we've had here recently, that every basically crime has some transnational nature nowadays. So that's why Interpol Washington specifically and the Interpol system has come to more prominence here and more critical for us to combat transnational crime and terrorism.
And I want to get to the field trips in just a moment, but before we do, just give a brief overview of what interns do in Washington when they're not on field trips.
Well, we a little bit on-the-job training, so we get them involved in actually providing support, meaningful participation in our agency's analytical support and communications to our international cases. Under the supervision, they kind of draft international messages that go out to our international and foreign partners and domestic. They conduct database queries of the law enforcement databases, participate in case discussions and meetings, and provide analysis and research findings. One of the requirements we have, because of the six-month details, they do have to provide a background security test as well as a drug test. But it does give us that 6 months, gives us a little bit more flexibility in giving them meaningful participation of on-the-job training, as well as we expose them to a new thing that we've done in the past year is an e-learning specialty courses, a battery. And they're basically courses put on through Interpol or Underwriter Laboratory as internationally. They kind of go into the crime types, so they can take a learning course on, say, child exploitation investigations or wildlife crime or various aspects of the Interpol mission, specifically to Interpol. We've got about 58 students actually take advantage of that. We've done about 1,000 courses. They've completed about 1,000 courses, so I think that's an element, an enhancement to that kind of sets us apart from some of the other internships around the nation.
We're speaking with Wayne Salzbaker. He's the acting director of Interpol Washington and Justice Department interns. And the field trips sound like a fascinating thing to do, and really puts the fear of holy Hades in them, it sounds like.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think it does expose them to the different aspects of U.S. law enforcement domestically, and I think it gives them a good experience level of what it is and like for those on those field trips. And it's not just one agency. We spread around to multiple different agencies, including a quasi-government organization like National Missing Center for Exploited Children. That is also a part of their field trips. So they do anything from go visit and get mission briefings. They participated, as you know, recently as victims, you know, in a scenario-driven base to help train some of our law enforcement partners in very controlled environments. So I think they get a pretty good rich experience out of it.
Tell us more about what happened on that particular field trip where they were being victims and other participants in active shooting situations.
Yeah, so I think it was a part of a training evolution with the U.S. Marshal Service here recently, and our interns got the opportunity to go down because, again, we have U.S. Marshals assigned to us here at Interpol Washington. They got the unique opportunity to go down and actually role play with those training evolutions as either a victim or, in some cases, they did scenario-based training as they were the shooters in these controlled scenarios, and allowed the responding officers, both from the U.S. Marshals as well as their other partners, to train in those controlled environments. So they kind of put an interesting spin on their experience here by some of them were victims, some of them were fellow officers in that they were responding to the scene. So, again, I think it makes it a little bit more rich, the training environment, if you have real people, obviously, for those officers to encounter during those training environments. So they got to be part of that crew, and I think that was a hit for them, and it certainly was good for the U.S. Marshal Service, I believe.
And interns that might be headed for the, let's say, non-kinetic parts of law enforcement, the people that do the research, investigators, background people, back office people, if you will, do they also participate along with people that might be the gun carriers on the front lines?
Yeah, well, if they want to have exposure to that, it's up to them if they want to participate in the field trips or not. We certainly have here at Interpol Washington not only our crime-type divisions, assignments of Interpol interns. So they would be assigned to the Human Trafficking Division or the Counterterrorism Division. We also have interns assigned to our Public Affairs Office, our Administrative Support Office, our Chief Information Officer, as well as our General Counsel and legal side, because we do have a legal mission here with some of our international notices that we put out through the Interpol system. So, again, we got a pretty good diversity here, not only, like you said, the kinetic law enforcement aspect, but also the support element to not only U.S. law enforcement operations, but actually international communication is a big part of what we do, obviously, and that's different than most of the run-of-the-mill law enforcement operation internships that may be out there.
And to what extent do these internships eventually come back into the federal government as law enforcement employees?
Well, I think I would say arguably most. We haven't been tracking that very well, and I think we're going to start doing that, but I do know that many of our internship interns go on to apply for federal agencies as well as local and state. We've had some of these. I think we just had one intern return back to us as a DTLE from the U.S. Marshal Service. So some of those are good, and maybe more importantly, we may have some interns that come in and find out this wasn't exactly what I thought a law enforcement officer did or that answer, that maybe they adjusted their field of vision.
Wayne Salzgaber is the acting director of Interpol Washington and Justice Department interns. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
You can read more and find this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.